John, if you provide the leadership, we have the opportunity to have a better commission than the one you took over. That said, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions before opening it to other members. First of all, is being a DA going to pose any conflicts? I know for a fact you work very closely with other offices, police agencies. Is that going to pose a conflict for you?
You know, the creation of this commission, I think, because it's such a unique animal, poses challenges for every single person who's participating in it. I mean, think about what this does. The commission receives complaints. The commission reviews those complaints and makes decisions on which ones to follow up on. The commission also investigates those complaints. When that investigation is finished, the commission deliberates on the meaning of that investigation and then finally writes a report that's issued, all of which, you know, in my world is often broken up in two and three other agencies performing separate functions, but we've grouped them all into this individual function. I suspect that's why the legislature, when it formed this commission, thought it would be important to have a prosecutor and a defense attorney there, along with these other seven who largely have scientific backgrounds, most of which, by the way, are not forensic science backgrounds, but simply in the sciences. So does it present a challenge? Yeah, I think it does. I think that I have to make sure that I have my commission hat on when I do commission work, and that I encourage the other commission members to do the same thing. You know, it's interesting, nobody raised this question one time that I could find in the public record when a defense attorney was named to be chair. But I think a defense attorney would face the same challenge, and perhaps even more so, because a prosecutor, my sworn duty by the statutes you wrote is to do justice. I think that meshes very well with the focus of the commission. The sworn duty of a defense attorney is to an individual client to represent him zealously, and whether he believes in his innocence or not, to present the best possible arguments in favor of that. Well, some might think that that conflicts with some of the roles of the commission. I personally don't think so. I think that Sam did a wonderful job of serving as a commissioner, not as a defense attorney, but we all have to think about those things.
It would be great, John, if we could just go forward, and we will, but first, I believe we need to address the work in progress when you were appointed. Specifically, do you plan to hear from Dr. Byerler? And if you do, and when? And what format?
I have been very careful in any questions that have been focused upon pending cases before the commission in saying that I don't think it is appropriate for a commissioner to talk about a pending case or express any opinions associated with it. You know, when judges hear cases, when police are conducting investigations, when people are in the middle of a process that is sensitive and has not yet been determinative, it's important that they maintain the confidentiality of that information and of the process by which people have opinions about it until those opinions are properly formed and voted upon. So will we proceed with the Willingham case? I think I've made it very clear in my editorial and statements that absolutely we will.
What will you do with the findings that were prepared, the written findings?
Of Dr. Byerler?
Yeah.
I think we have to use them as part of our work. They are not, I mean, the investigation and the report that was initiated through that is simply one part of a much larger process. You know, it's interesting because different people have grabbed that report and announced that it means certain things. For example, I keep reading that it means that the state of Texas has convicted and executed an innocent man, and I've I'm pretty sure that's not anywhere in that report. I'm pretty sure that the legislature never wrote a single thing that suggested the commission should formulate any opinion like that. We have appellate courts, we have judges, we have talking heads everywhere who can tell us their opinions on that subject, but it won't come from the commission.
You mentioned the Willingham case and pursuing that matter. Do you have a timetable?
You know, if I had a set of rules, I could tell you what the timetable for commission work is. I don't have that set of rules. I will tell you that we will work on it diligently and give you our opinion when it's ready.
Furthermore, when you approached, when you were approached to accept this appointment by the governor or his staff, were you given any instructions, requests, or mandates from the governor or his staff concerning your purpose or your mission, specifically a timetable?
The quick and definite answer to that is no. I have never been given any communication that told me I had to do this job one way or the other. I frankly have been somewhat amused by some of the articles that suggest I have this incredibly close relationship with the governor. And my children were disappointed to learn that I was hiding that from them and wanted to know when they could go meet the governor. And I said, you can't. I've seen the governor probably two or three times on very formal public occasions, generally some event that was in Williamson County where he was passing through. I have never sat down and had a conversation with the governor or his staff and been told that I had to do anything in connection with this commission. If I had been, I think my answer to them would have been, that's an inappropriate conversation and we're not having it.